Hi, sweetheart. How you doing? You look, and I mean this in the most sincere and genuine and heartfelt way, fucking exhausted. Are you okay? Yeah, just struggling to fall asleep. Well, honey, why don't you come get me? I want you to know that you can literally always interrupt me. I never mind. I wasn't doing anything important, I promise. Here, scooch over to my side. Well, I mean, you can sleep on whatever side you want, but I know you prefer the cool sheets, and you've been laying on your own side. So, if you just wanna, yeah, that's what I thought. There you go, pretty girl. What's on your mind? Something is clearly dancing around up there. Really? Okay. Do you want to talk about it? The answer no is literally always acceptable. Okay. We can talk about it tomorrow. You get breakfast or something? I'll order from bed. No, I'm baby. Look at me. Look at me. Hi. You got pretty eyes. I'm not going anywhere. No, I'm not tired, but I'm just gonna come lay in bed with you. There's no need for me to go anywhere. You clearly need me right now, and that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna stay here with you. Yeah, of course, love. You're not an inconvenience. You are literally never an inconvenience. How can I help? What can I do for you? Wanna come put your head on my chest? I might get the hiccups, but I welcome your physical closeness. Yeah. Honey, I love you so much. If you need me to be here so that you can fall asleep, I'm gonna be here. Like, every time. There's not a single place in this world that I would rather be. It makes me feel good to know that you feel safe in my company. I want to be close to you. Yeah, baby. God. It hurts me to know that you think that way about yourself. I don't want that to sound like my feelings are what matters in this situation, because that's not true. Your feelings are ultimately the important part. But it makes me sad. And I hope that one day you'll get to see yourself the way that I see you. And if that's the case, I hope you fall in love with yourself the way that I'm in love with you. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, here, put your head on my chest. Close your eyes. I'm gonna rub your back. Come here. Hey, you. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you about what went through my mind the first time I saw you. It was embarrassing. I remember we were. Oh, God. What was that bar called? No, it wasn't a bar. That was the second time. We were at that pottery place where you, like, paint your own pottery. And my best friend told me that there was someone that she wanted me to meet. And I swore she was trying to get me to meet someone that she liked. Someone that she had a crush on. And she did, honestly, she probably was best doing it that way. Because if she had told me that she thought that she'd found someone for me, I probably would have been skeptical and come into it with a different attitude. And we were sitting there, and you got there not late, just a little bit after us. Because I'm anxious, so I'm chronically early to things out of fear of making somebody wait for me. So you showed up, and you guys hugged, and I remember, like, just sort of looking at you for a second, and I remember thinking, wow, She is not at all like I thought she would be. Because I was still sort of in the impression that this was someone that my friend was interested in. And you sat down, introduced yourself. You were so sweet. You had that voice that, like, I don't know. I didn't think I had a formulated opinion about what your voice might sound like, but then your voice came out of your mouth and it caught me so off guard. It was just gorgeous. And obviously you were stunning, and you were wearing that, like, really, really cute dress. And I remember the second you sat down and we started, like, you know how you have to, like, wipe down the pottery to get the dust off, so before you, like, paint it, you put one of the little smocks only over your lap. And I said, why don't you cover the top of your dress? And you were like, I'm not that attached to it. I was like, well, what good would it be if only the top half is stained and the bottom half isn't? And you just sort of laughed at me. And you said, some mistakes are pretty. And some mistakes are difficult to get off your own skin. So I'd prefer to get it on my clothes. And I was like, that makes literally no sense, but I have no grounds to argue with you. I feel like that's just sort of been the basis of our relationship. You have these, like, profound thoughts and opinions, and then, like, I don't understand, and they seem so silly, but you, like, mean them. Same with your whole chest, and it just, like, makes me believe them, too. And we left, and I looked at my friend and I was like, wow, she doesn't seem like your type of person. Like, she's wonderful, but I didn't think she was your type. And she just sort of, like, laughed at me. She didn't say anything. She didn't say, well, yeah, because she's your type. But she just sort of laughed. She's like, do you think maybe, like, we could all hang out more together? I said, yeah. And then went to that bar. I got there, and she texted me, and she was like, I'm not coming. I was like, wow, why would you ditch me? And she was like, it's for your own good. And then I realized I'd been set up on a date. And I was afraid that she hadn't told you it was a date. And I don't think she did. I never asked. But, like, we got there, and it felt like a date really quickly. And I was so certain that, like, I was with the right person. God, I was smitten with you so early. Who would have thought that we would end up here? You, an adorable, well, like, articulate, and kind, a sweet, innocent little angel baby that does whatever the fuck she wants until I tell her to do something else. But you're right, no, that literally only applies to in the bedroom. I think I appreciate that the most, though. Because it just sort of feels like you are the kind of person that makes decisions for yourself and are still yourself. And my influence on you, though prominent, like, you influenced me in a lot of ways. We have absolutely, like, shaped each other. But it doesn't feel like reshaping, it feels like finishing. Like, you've enabled me to become a better person. You watched me while I worked on myself, and you held my hand when I needed it, but you never, I don't know, you never pushed me or did it for me. And you were proud of me when I succeeded, and I'm so proud of you, always. I don't know. I love you a lot, babe. And I think about that day a lot. I think I still have the mug that I made somewhere, if the cat hasn't destroyed it. I didn't realize how important that day was going to be until way too late. And then I was hooked, and I kept making excuses to see you, but I didn't want to admit that I was, like, smitten. And my friends were always poking fun at me, and they're like, you're head over heels for that girl. And I was like, yeah, but, like, it's not that big a deal. And then, like, the second I thought it would be safe to be like, hey, will you be my girlfriend? It was all I could think about until I asked you. I wasn't, like, afraid you would say no, but there was a small fear that we would, I don't know, the honeymoon phase would dissipate, and then we would be stuck with the reality of, like, a near miss. And I'm glad that we didn't, because there isn't a single soul in the world that I would rather drop everything, get in bed with, and cuddle until she falls asleep, because she has struggled to fall asleep. I have picked and made work the best relationship for me. Like, obviously we're not perfect. We argue. We disagree. But I'm confident in knowing that this is what's best for me. The way that we argue and the way that we interact is safe and good and kind. Our arguments aren't cruel or going for the jugular. We are trying to do good for each other, even if that means disagreeing. And I don't think I could find that with anyone else. I think it would be really, really hard to find another person who sees arguments like a way to understand each other better. Like, God, I would love to just never fight again. But you have taught me so much about me, and I've learned so much about you, and I don't think I'm ever gonna get tired of knowing you. Do you think, like, do you think if we had, like, met under different circumstances, we'd still be here? Like this? Yeah. Me too. I've never felt more, like, sure. You know how I am. Anxious. Always nervous. Always concerned that I'm doing the wrong thing or picking the wrong avenue or going the wrong way with my life. You are somehow the only thing that I have not questioned. And, God, it's so, like, surreal to know that there's so many people in this world and I have no fucking interest in knowing any of them the way that I know you. Like, baby, I have been with you long enough now that, like, almost nothing is a surprise anymore. But you're still growing, so every day I'm learning something new about you because you're learning new things about you. And you're the one person that when anything happens to me, I'm like, I want to tell her. I need to tell her. You're my best friend. My girlfriend. I love you. And, like, I don't see a world or a life without you in it. Not in, like, the melodramatic, like, everything would fall apart if we weren't together. I don't want to try and, like, formulate an idea of what that life would be like. I think, I don't know, I feel like if we were ever apart, I would feel like something's missing. You know? Like, I would feel like we were blown off course, and I don't know how I would cope. I don't know how anyone would ever fill that spot that you are in my life. I've decided to intertwine my life with you so much, and I have no fucking interest. Love bug. Not a damn even, like, sprinkle of curiosity when it comes to knowing what it would be like without you. I just want this forever. Like, ideally, you aren't struggling to sleep, and you would be fine and content and all of that stuff. But, you know, like, in this case, I'm comfortable here. I I want to do this. I want to be the person that you call and I come comfort you. And we do the little ring around the rosy and, I don't know, try and find a way to solve the problem. In this case, I'm just talking at you. Do you want me to shut up? Like, I'll be quiet if you just want me to rub your back and... No? You want to listen to me talk? Well, that was your first mistake. I'm kidding. I love you. And I just... I don't know. I want you to know that I'm never going to take you for granted. Ever. I think... that... you mean way too much to me. I see everything that you do. I appreciate it. I acknowledge it. I value it a lot. There's not a part of me that feels like I'm undervalued either. If I could sing, I would sing to you. But instead, I can feel you getting heavy against my chest. And that is not me telling you to move. I don't want you to move. I want you to remain, please. I just... I feel you getting calm and it makes me happy. When we wake up tomorrow, I'm gonna get crepes. Or French toast. We could just get French toast. We can get some berries on it. We can get some coffee or juice. We can stay in bed. I don't have to work. I don't think you do, right? No? Can sleep in. Can turn off the alarm entirely. Yeah? Okay. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying in bed. Yeah, I know I'm not tired, but I can lay here in silence when you're asleep. Or, I can scroll through something on my phone until I'm tired. This is not an inconvenience to me, my love. I love you. More than I can put into words. You are the best thing that's ever happened to me. You are the last best thing that's ever going to happen to me. One day I'm going to marry you. I know I have not asked, but please know that I have the intention. I want to spend the rest of my life with you, and that includes marriage, so... you know. All that. You're real cute. I think, I don't know, anywhere feels like home with you, which is a huge cliche, and I'm very sorry that I'm making you listen to it, but I don't know, you make me happy, girl. I don't know what I did to deserve you. It doesn't feel like I do. But I'm not gonna jinx it. I'm gonna hold on to that and run, to be honest. I just think you are the best thing. The best. And I don't... no one else, baby. Ooh. Are you asleep? Oh, she's asleep. Hey. You're dead asleep. You cannot hear me, but please know that I love you so fucking much. And I would do anything for you. And I'm gonna marry you one day. I think you heard that before you fell asleep, but I want to reinforce that to your subconscious. I'm gonna marry you one day, and I'm going to cry hysterically when you walk down the aisle. Those pictures are going to just be me ugly crying. And everyone's going to make fun of me for the rest of time. And our photographer's going to apologize because she couldn't get any pictures of my face that didn't look like that. But we both know it's my own fault. But okay. I'm just going to lay here and not move. Don't get handsy in your sleep. Or do. You can get handsy in your sleep. That's fine. But, just know you're my favorite, and that I love you so, So fucking much, Angel. So much. For always.